The news is read this morning by Kate Carolyn.
Israel has threatened to bar 37 aid groups working in Gaza and the occupied West Bank from tomorrow. It claims the groups have failed to provide the personal details of their staff, which it says is critical to preventing terrorist infiltration. The medical charity, Médecins Sans Frontières, told the Reuters news agency that disallowing aid agencies from operating in the Palestinian territories would cut off life-saving medical assistance for hundreds of thousands of people. Oxfam said the requirement to share staff details raised protection concerns following attacks on humanitarian workers in Gaza. Shaina Lowe of the Norwegian Refugee Council said the move would be a catastrophe for efforts to help people in Gaza.
Over 2 million innocent people trapped in the prison that is the Gaza Strip, who faced 2 years of bombardment, tremendous devastation and destruction. And now we're seeing, as we've seen over the last 2 years, aid continue to be obstructed and withheld. The Norwegian Refugee Council itself has been unable to bring any aid directly into Gaza for over 9 months.
Russian strikes on the southern Ukrainian port city of Odessa have injured 6 people. Local officials said 2 children, aged 8 and 14, were wounded in the attack, as well as a 7-month-old baby. Russian authorities reported that Ukraine launched a series of drone strikes late last night, targeting Moscow, parts of Western Russia and Crimea. Representatives of the fishing sector have said the livelihoods of their members will become more precarious with restrictions on catches that come into effect in the new year. They say thousands of jobs are at risk. The government is establishing a task force aimed at supporting those affected. Our Northwest correspondent, Shane O'Kareen, reports.
At the December Fisheries Council in Brussels, Ireland lost 1/3 of its fish quota for next year. The Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation says next year will be the toughest ever for the industry. The Seafood Ireland Alliance says 2,300 jobs are at risk in coastal communities. Mackerel is Ireland's most valuable catch. That EU quota has been cut by 70% for next year, while 4 non-EU countries have recently agreed to fish the same stock at 72% above the recommended level. Later today in Killybegs, Minister of State with Responsibility for Fisheries Timmy Dooley will meet with industry representatives. Minister Dooley says he will continue to push for a concerted EU response against countries overfishing mackerel stocks. Minister Dooley also confirmed a new task force aimed at supporting the seafood sector is expected to commence work early in the new year.
A woman in her 50s remains in a serious condition in hospital with injuries she received when she was attacked by a dog. It happened at a house in the Ashfield estate on the outskirts of Carlow town at around 2 yesterday afternoon. The injured woman was taken by air ambulance to a hospital in Dublin. The dog, believed to have been an XL bully type and which belonged to the household, was put down by a vet. A pedestrian in his 40s died after he was hit by a car in County Kildare. It happened on the Monastereven Road outside Kildare town at around 6 o'clock yesterday evening. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Trust Grant for home heating solutions that bring warmth and comfort for your everyday moments. Visit grant.ie.
Frost and fog patches in northern areas will clear throughout the morning. There'll be sunny spells today. It'll be generally dry apart from some drizzle near the south coast. Showers will move into the north this evening. It'll be cold with highest temperatures ranging from 3 to 6 degrees.